Send a movie idea.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Joel loves singing.
I really do, actually. I don't really sing much apart from when the mics are on. But then, you know, neither does Adele.
How do you know that?
Can't hear her, so she might not be singing.
Even Adele sings in the woods and no one is there to hear.
Is it a concert? I don't know, but when I was doing stand-up, I had a few gigs like that. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas for movies as we like, submitted by you, submitted by me, submitted by John, but only one of them can be taken to the next stage, where it'll be worn as a concept costume on a red carpet by Lady Gaga. I'm Joel, a man who puts the monk in homunculus, and across from me is John Harris, a man who had his first sexual experience during an episode of Bodger and Badger.
It's all that mash.
All that mashing?
Yeah.
That makes me feel violently ill. John, here we are, me and you.
Yeah.
In a room.
Here we are.
Should we pitch some film ideas?
Yes, please. Tom has come with this one. He hasn't come. He's
like, hello, Tom. Just sit down, mate.
Leave.
Come on.
Bean Girls.
What? That's so shit. I thought of one the other day that was sequels to Mean Girls. It was Mode Girls and Median Girls. And I thought that was too shit. And it's 10 times better than Bean Girls. How's it spelled?
Like Mr. Bean.
Right. What, say, his daughters?
Yeah, Mr. Bean's clumsy daughter goes to a high school in the US.
Nice, nice.
So, and she's, because this is the way comedy works.
I imagine she gets into some hijinks.
she's played by Rowan Atkinson.
He's versatile, he can do it.
And it's basically the entire plot to Mean Girls, but the lead character
more slapstick.
Can't really talk.
There's a lot more
slapstick.
Yeah.
They wear pink on Wednesday, Tuesday, a day of the week.
Yep, pink day.
Pink day. Do they listen to pink on pink day?
Absolutely. Yeah. Only pink food.
What's that?
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows. And
those biscuits?
One of the flavours of Angel Delight.
Strawberry. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I wonder what that flavour could be, that pinkish dessert flavour.
Well, as I said before, Joel, I think in the first episode, I have only had Angel Delight because you periscoped me eating it.
Yeah, and lots of people in Colombia watched it, which is absolutely... Imagine how big you are in Bogota. I've always said we should take the show to Bogota.
Yeah. The first live Dream Factory will be in Bogota. So you're not happy with Bean Girls? I was really
no,
happy with Bean Girls.
I quite like it. I do quite like it.
I think the visual of Rowan Atkinson in a high school is fun.
Yeah.
And there can be some fun scenes where, I don't know.
Oh, there's going to be some fun scenes, are there?
There'll probably be some
jokes as well,
actually.
I'm sold now.
There could be some fun scenes where Rowan Atkinson plays two characters, Bean and...
Parents' Evening kind of thing.
Yeah. He's the headmaster. They've gone to America because
he's a nightmare.
The headmaster.
How did he get that
school?
Job? How did he get... The situations... Mr. Bean lands himself in. He's working in an art gallery. That goes to pot. All of a sudden, quick career change.
The Bean movie where he is the artist. Mm-hmm. And he's an artist. He's not... Well, he tries. He tries, doesn't he?
Yeah. Is your favourite always... film of all time? No, Johnny English. It's Johnny English, isn't it?
Of the Rowan Atkinson cinematic oeuvre, it's that scene in Love Actually where he raps a thing.
Mm. The verse from Express Yourself. Is that where he raps? I can't remember. I always forget. It's either that or gangster.
Don't worry.
It's not about the salary. It's all about reality. And that's a message for everyone at home.
Yeah.
Don't drill into it. Don't drill into what that might mean.
He was living in correctional facilities, but not anymore.
No. What's he up to now?
I think he's doing something with the best of his abilities.
Oh, really?
To the best of his abilities.
Yeah, which is admirable. It's really admirable.
The least ask of people is that they do something to the best of their abilities. So in that respect, you've got to give him respect. No, the scene in that film that sticks with me is the bit where he humps a hand dryer to get his trousers dry.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's more of a universal thing than anyone cares to admit, and I'm sure other people have done that in their life.
Yeah. I thought, I've never done that, and I thought about an instant within the last week where I've had to do something quite similar to that.
Yeah, so that's
it was water. Stuff. It's definitely...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that what you say when people walk in?
Yeah.
It's water!
I'm still pissing. It was water.
It was water, yeah. Hours ago.
All right, what about this one from Scott? The hateful BB-8.
Oh, that just makes me feel sad. Like, I've already seen that guy. He was in The Last Jedi.
That's what I was thinking. When we got this one, I was thinking,
I hated that prick. That evil BB-8.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with the movie, but I fucking hated it so much. The 5 seconds it was on screen, didn't you?
No.
The little evil BB-8.
I just thought it was funny. I really hated it. It was such a comical, like, evil, like, twin that I thought he was going to have a mustache at some point.
I would have absolutely. I would have been on board for that.
Yeah.
I would have been all over that.
Because it was like, beep, beep, boop, it's BB-8. And he was like, boop, boop, boop. Because he's obviously an evil version. He does the evil boops. I'm not sure where the hateful BB-8 goes. So,
no.
Thank you.
Yeah, good effort. How about this one from Martin? The Black and Pink Panther.
Wait, why? Oh, wait, what? Hmm?
You don't see what's happening there.
No, sorry, Joe.
Black Panther. The Pink Panther. Come on, mate.
I'm clicking.
That's as easy as they get.
All right.
What's happened? Black Panther ended up in a Pink Panther caper? Or has the Pink Panther ended up in Africa?
John, I'm going to whisper this because I feel embarrassed to admit it, but... I'm confused. Pink Panther's always confused me. Because there's like a literal...
You find him attractive.
There's a...
I understand.
After my Bodger and Badger phase...
Yeah.
There's like literally an animated Pink Panther. But then isn't there also like a detective?
Yeah.
What?
What's confusing you there?
Because it's like a real
life detective.
The
original movies from back in the day.
Yeah.
With old Wasser chops in them.
Yeah. Oh. And recently played by Steve Martin in a film.
Yeah.
But then there's also like a... animated show about an actual Pink Panther.
Yeah.
Well, why are they both? Why do they both exist? Are they
expand
the same
the franchise,
thing?
Mate. Get it out there. Push the Pink Panther word out there.
So, right. My thought is, could we have an animated sequence with two panthers, basically the pink one and the black one, as like... It's a
You're going Jungle Book on this, are you? You're throwing a third one to the mix.
No, that's like... In my opinion, that's like... that's like your Disney Pixar animation short at the beginning.
Okay.
And then it's the detective and the superhero from Wakanda. I'm very excited for Black Panther. At time of recording, it's not out anywhere.
I can't bloody wait. Everyone said it's the best thing that's ever happened, ever.
Yeah, and they must be telling the truth.
Yeah. Unless they're, you know, under the employ of Marvel. Am I right, guys?
Yeah?
Yeah.
DC.
Little conspiracy theory for me. Yeah. We love DC. Speaking of DC, would you like a movie pitch from me?
Yes, please.
Aqua Fresh Man.
Oh, because we've had Aquaman, but it was one of the members from the group Aqua.
Yeah, well, this guy deals a lot of toothpaste action.
Right.
So he's a dentist, right?
Okay.
He's a dentist. He works in what I call a dental surgery. And
yeah.
He performs what I call dental procedures.
Yeah. What does everyone else call them?
I don't know, mate. I just know what I call them. And one day... his dental surgery is, you know, a pretty successful one. He gets sent some experimental new toothpaste. And he thinks to himself, well, I'm not going to just try this out on one of the kids with braces that comes in.
No, fair.
You know, it's experimental. And yeah. It's like a warning sign. It's like, you know, we're testing this product out. So he tries it himself.
One of the ingredients should be like gamma or something. There's always radiation involved, isn't it?
So, yeah, so it's like glowing as it comes out of the tube. Next thing you know, mate, he's riding around like the Silver Surfer on a wave of toothpaste.
Yeah. This is my question. Oh, because I was only thinking about Aquafresh as a mouthwash, but its primary product is a toothpaste.
It's primary, the tricolour toothpaste.
Yeah.
It's the French national flag of toothpaste.
Is he like Aquaman? He can swim really good, but only through toothpaste.
Hey, look, take it wherever you want to take it. Can he just fire toothpaste webs out of his arms? Who knows? Who knows?
Well, what's...
What's his enemy is what you're thinking, isn't it? Yeah.
Plaque
Panther.
Yep. Plaque is like a mysterious anonymous style organisation that are somehow convincing kids to not brush their teeth because they're claiming it's some sort of conspiracy theory, and what's in toothpaste is actually brainwashing people. Yep. That's their conspiracy theory. It's not true. Toothpaste is great. Keep brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
So Plaque is this anonymous style organisation that he has to take down, and there's some puns. There's some great puns. We're not going to say them.
Because we don't want to spoil them. But at the end of the movie, and I encourage everyone listening to stay for the end credit scene, you find out who sent the toothpaste, and it's like Toothpick Fury from the Avengers.
And is this Avengers, is it all about bodily hygiene?
Yeah.
This sounds like something that they try and make you watch at secondary school in PSE, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Being healthy is cool. There's like Broccoli Man.
Iron Man, fine. Yeah, literally, fine. You know, just eat enough spinach.
One of the villains is Athlete's Foot.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get rid of him. But don't be scared of Athlete's Foot. That's somehow they'll get that message. Don't be worried about Athlete's Foot, but get rid of it.
Just keep your feet clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you having that, Aquafresh Man?
I'm on board.
And a wider sort of bodily hygiene cinematic universe?
I am very much on board with Aquafresh Man. Ellen has got in touch.
And thanks, Ellen.
Yeah. This is one of those ones, I say this a few times, where we'll get something in and it will just be two words and I'm not sure whether they've emailed the wrong person, but I'm just hoping for the best. It's Ridley Scott, but they've underscored the word Ridley. So I assume we want some sort of film where the character called Ridley Scott.
Mate, can I just take you back 2 minutes? Because I didn't mention this, and it's not because I've just thought of it. Aquafresh Man is actually directed by Ridley Scott.
There we go. Why would... No! It's more toothpaste-based puns, Joel, but you're clearly crossing the corporate lines. They're not owned by the same people.
I think you'll find that Wrigley don't produce toothpaste, mate. They're primarily gum. Chewing gum. Oh, dear. John's got his Wrigley's and his GlaxoSmithKline's mixed up again. They're probably all owned by GlaxoSmithKline, let's be honest. You and I are owned by GlaxoSmithKline.
Yeah. Ridley Scott. So yeah. I'm imagining...
Why is she underlined Ridley?
Well, I'm imagining that he's like a question master. A bit like the Crystal Maze or something. He's Ridley Scott. That's what I assume.
Do you mean? You're saying that like Ridley means something.
Like...
Ridley Diddley.
Like, no, like he gives out riddles.
Oh.
Ridley Scott.
Oh, now I'm on board.
It's fine.
What? Give me an example of one of the riddles.
So there was like a surgeon and it comes and someone comes in and they go, I'm that person's mum, and then you have to say why.
I know this one because the surgeon is a dog. Isn't that right?
Yeah,
but it loves the kid like a father. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. No, the child is also a dog.
And in this world I'm describing, everyone's a dog. That's the answer to so many riddles. It's weird, isn't it?
Sorry, the answer to that riddle is it takes place in an alternate universe where that's physically possible. I like that.
Yeah,
I might use that next time someone asks you a riddle. Just say that as your response.
That what? The father's a dog?
No, it's
a dog.
No. The riddle. How is it possible? Blah blah blah. And you go, because it takes place in an alternate universe where that's physically possible. And then just
no mention of dogs, or
you can mention dogs.
Yeah, good. I just want to talk about dogs more.
P.S. They're all dogs.
Everyone's a dog.
Yeah, so Ridley Scott, mostly dog-based riddles.
Yeah, is he a villain?
I feel like he is
the bad guy. You're not a good guy if you're giving out riddles. If you're a good guy, you're just dispensing information.
Because, like, fantasy films have those kind of gatekeepers and stuff.
Yeah.
But we don't ever hear the backstory for them.
I would love to see them going home.
Yeah.
The wife getting more and more exasperated, or husband, at just the, you know, trying to get a straight answer out of them.
Yeah. What do you want for dinner?
Where were you last night? Well, at 4:15, I was in Fiddly Tum. But was I there? Because yet whence I had eaten an apple at the stroke of midnight. I just want to know where you go at night. Why was there lipstick on your collar? Oh, well, was it lipstick? Or, you know, in the year 1982, there was a Frenchman who borrowed a cat from an attic and then travelled on a train to Mars. So, good night.
Imagine him filling out his tax return.
No.
Oh, God.
We're going to examine this guy's backstory. It's mostly tax-based. Yeah. What sort of tax? He's not a self-employed gatekeeper.
Yes, he is.
Is he? Well, he's a freelance gatekeeper. He's on a salary, mate. He's PAYE all day long. He's never done a tax return, this guy. No way. There's absolutely no chance.
I like the idea of him, like, auditioning to keep gates.
It's just a bunch. Stand over by that gate.
Ask a question. What's blue and red and barely tread?
There is a spin-off to this podcast in which we reenact job interviews for certain roles in films.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that. 10-parter coming out in the spring.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
All right, I've got a few others. I'm just going to run through a few and we'll see which one, if any of them, take your fancy, Joel. Phantom Thread, but it's about a ghost sewing kit.
Good. Very good. Very, very, very good.
Lara Crofts.
Well, what, in a universe where everyone's a dog? Yeah. I think you're fine. I'm into that, mate. Yes, please.
There's probably riddles in Lara Crofts.
Yeah.
And then The Inedibles.
Good.
I feel like Phantom Thread took your fancy.
I enjoyed Phantom Thread. I also clearly enjoyed Lara Crofts.
Let's go Lara Crofts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, alternate universe, everyone's a dog, Lara Croft. Because it makes sense. It's probably one of the most sought-after jobs in that world, digging up bones, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. They love it. They're doing it for a hobby. They want to make it professional.
Yeah.
And they haven't found out, you know, you can be a barkeologist.
I hate you.
Look, so it's Lara Croft and Indiana Bones. And they're looking for the Bark of the Covenant, right? Why isn't this already a kids' film? It's so good.
Yeah.
Little Nazi dogs. Come on, they're fun, aren't they? What's the most right-wing dog?
Oh, no.
You can't say German Shepherd, can
yeah.
you? You can't say it, so don't say it. Don't even think it. Like, the only reason I've said it is to stop anyone else thinking or saying it. But, I mean, the thing is, and I'm pretty sure Hitler had one, the German Shepherds, I tell you what, they've come through some... They've come over... They're like Hugo Boss, really, when it comes to the Nazis, and they've pushed through all that negative PR surrounding with their association. But he had... This is so on brand. He had a German Shepherd called Blondie. I mean, come on. Kind of mad to see shit like that, isn't it? Like him being human.
Is that, like, famous one?
The dog, I mean. It was evil, that dog. He was the head of everything. So, here's what it is. Lara Croft's Indiana Bones are on the lookout for the Bark of the Covenant, which has the bones of Blondie in it, which is why the new Nazi, alt-right Nazi dogs want it. because they want to like reincarnate evil incarnate.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, why would they be looking for? Because in the actual Ark of the Covenant,
melts your face.
Well, and also like it's a good thing. Whereas the bones of Hitler's dog aren't a good. Yeah. Also, look, Joel, I don't want to pick holes in your logic. Oh no, actually, no, it's fine. I was just thinking for a second there. If we're in a world where everyone was a dog, Hitler would have also been a dog. But you've already said that Blondie's behind it all. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So
cover my tracks, don't you worry.
Yeah.
I had a lecturer at uni who was the spitting image of the guy who gets his face melted in Indiana Jones. And there were times during his lectures where he kind of wished his face would melt.
Make it more interesting, at least. Yeah. You know, like this. You know, this is conspiracy stuff, but there's like reports of spontaneous combustion.
Yeah.
What would you actually do if you'd been in a lecture and your lecturer just combusted?
Whey! Pub, 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 pub. It's different when you're a student, isn't it? And no, you also forget that I took magic as a degree, so I would have assumed it was some sort of like, it was a, like a lesson.
But most importantly, as a student, you have no moral compass.
No. Lecturer's 5 minutes late, pub. Lecturer spontaneously combusts, pub.
Lecturer's there, pub.
I'm already in the. I'm not there. Guess where I am, pub. Wish I had taken magic as a degree, by the way.
You probably can do it, can't you?
Yeah, some bloody polytechnic. I technically went to a polytechnic. John, should we pitch our own individual ideas?
Yes, please. I will go second.
Oh, I'm going to go third. So okay, I don't know what happens here. All right. Four Leaf Cloverfield.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm thinking giant leprechaun attacks the city. Hello there. It's St. Patrick's Day. There's a load of revelers in the street.
So at first they think it's some sort of crazy stunt.
Yeah, exactly. They think it's one of those inflatable things marching down the parade. But what's happened earlier in the film, like the preamble, is that they've done some sort of St. Patrick's Day seance that's brought this giant Irish demon to life.
They found the end of the rainbow.
Yes, it's at the end of the, and they woke up. They didn't find a pot of gold. They found like a graveyard, and they, you know, kicked one of the tombstones. They were frustrated. They didn't find a pot of gold, and out from that tombstone rose a 100-foot leprechaun.
Right. Firstly, leprechauns are famously small. And second,
no one's ever seen this one before. He's about to rewrite the rules of what it means to be a leprechaun. It's actually quite inspirational.
Yeah, and there's a funny bit where like some tourist is like, "Hey, aren't you supposed to be really small?" And then, like, he just stamps on him.
He goes, diddly dee! And then kicks him over.
It's been a very racist episode.
What's racist about that? That's how they all speak. My girlfriend's Irish. That's exactly how she sounds. Hello there, Joel! Diddly dee! Diddly dee! North, 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 north. That's what they say.
Yeah. Agreed. Fact. Oh, sorry, it's not racist because it's all true.
Exactly, mate. That's just verbatim stuff.
He's also a ghost, which is a new element you've added to the Cloverfield universe.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't convinced by the original film. And also, he never really saw the beast that much. It could have been a leprechaun. So,
do you know, in Cloverfield, they made the Statue of Liberty's head bigger because it's actually underwhelmingly small.
Really? Mm. I've done similar things in Photoshop.
Your head is really small.
My head's huge, actually. I've done the reverse.
Yeah.
Did you know in Joel Groverfield, they actually had to make Joel's head a lot smaller?
Joel Groverfield?
Why didn't I pitch Joel Groverfield? Right, you know what's coming? Oh, guys, God, 10 quid, who can ever guess what my film pitch will be on next week's episode?
What happens at the end of Cloverfield? It goes back into the sea or something. It just stomps about and then goes back into the sea. Is that his fun?
Yeah.
It's the end of St. Patrick's Day. He has to go back to his tomb. Back.
And he won't come back until next St. Patrick's Day. It's like The Purge.
Yeah.
They can't get rid of him now.
And that's a great franchise. Every St. Patrick's Day, we release another film.
Yep.
You thought it was safe to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
It's not.
This doesn't matter.
Yeah.
A leprechaun.
Come on, let's have yours.
So, our protagonist sends a funny video into television for 250 quid.
Oh, lovely.
Right.
Lovely. What happens in the video?
Just some slapstick.
What?
Mr. Bean. He's at high school.
Nice.
Trips over. And so he sends it in, but unfortunately, it's incriminating evidence on there.
He didn't notice something in the corner of the frame.
Which means, and it's the thing in the corner of the frame means that he's guilty of murder.
Oh, no. I see what you've done here.
But...
yeah.
He's been framed. You've been framed the movie.
I love it. I love it. Is it narrated the entire time by Harry Hill?
Yeah.
Oh, and they're going into court now. Stay tuned for this one.
And he's the bad guy. He frames...
Harry Hill's the bad guy.
Harry Hill frames the main person.
Oh, man. I hope someone collars him.
Why would someone... why would Harry Hill... maybe Harry Hill just committed a murder.
Harry Kill. I like it.
He was sick of people telling him that he's got massive collar. He's like, yes, it's part of the character. Yep. Like, mate, your collar's massive.
Yeah.
And he killed someone.
He murdered someone. With the collar?
We strangled them with his own collar somehow.
Yeah, it reaches out around their neck. It could.
It's sentient.
It's a sentient collar. Oh. He's controlled by the collar.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So Harry Hill's sentient collar murders someone, and then he manages, because he's actually really good with video editing software.
He is, yeah.
He manages to somehow make it look like when that video was being filmed, the Mr. Bean slapstick
was happening at the same
killed
time.
Killed the person.
Genius. He's a genius.
And
so while the collar's napping, he sends it off.
What, to do more murdering?
No. So the collar's asleep at night and Harry Hill posts it off. To be like, save me.
Oh, I like this. So Harry Hill's not the baddie.
No, the collar is. The collar controls him.
Oh, that's nice. So the big reveal isn't that the guy being framed works it out and sorts it out. It's that Harry finally overpowers his collar, runs
it,
into the courtroom.
You got it. You got it, mate. You got it. Bang on.
And then he goes, you've been framed! And then half the courtroom go,
it's like, it's Harry Hill.
It's a show you do, man.
And he's naked except for a collar.
Wait, why?
Pardon?
Why? Because the collar's evil. The collar couldn't be on him when he says you've been framed. Unless he goes,
all right, mate, he's fully naked if you insist.
He's naked apart from the collar. He runs into the court, goes, you've been framed! And then it starts strangling him.
And all his clothes fall off.
You're really obsessed with Harry Hill being naked.
Yeah, it's about time I said it in a public forum. Right, I think that brings us to the end. John, what was your favourite film of the ones we pitched today?
You had a good one early on, didn't you?
Aquafresh Man?
Yeah, Aquafresh Man.
And it's just a great message as well.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing, I think.
Yeah.
Clean your teeth, kids.
If there's one thing you're going to take away from this podcast, it's to clean your teeth.
Right, do it now. Anyway, we know it's the end, John, because there's a... at the studio door, and... oh, my word. It's a starker's Harry Hill. Apparently, he's coming in to do the voiceover for You've Been Framed, and he does every single one like this. I kind of regret sitting on this chair, to be honest.
We never have preambles. I like a preamble.
Do you like a preamble?
Yeah.
I think preambles have gone too far.
Hey, just before we get into this episode, I'm just going to promote everything I've done.
I'm me.
Yeah.
This is the real reason I do a podcast.
Head to the web store and check out my new merch, your new merch. I was on 8 other podcasts this week.
Wouldn't believe what we did. We chatted for an hour and a half with no theme.
So I'm just going to put in that audio now.
I'm going to talk about everything you're going to hear in the next hour and a half. At length. And then there's this great bit where we talk for 15 minutes about a film we've both seen that no one listening's seen. And that's one of the best bits.
Even some of my favourite podcasts are guilty of a couple of those crimes.
Mm. Which crimes are you guilty of?
Are you asking the listener to confess to crime?
I would absolutely love that. And how can they anonymously confess to a crime?
All right, start your tweet with, a friend of mine once.
Yeah.
And then tell us the crime.
Or
you
just
committed.
Call 141999, so I don't know who did it.
Yeah?
I don't know if that's the same. That counts. Is that still a thing, 141? Is it still a thing? Do you ever do any prank calling?
Yeah. I haven't thought of that 141 before a phone number in so long.
I know. It's a retro cut for you, mate. 1471, you've been thinking about that recently?
The thing is, there's like nowadays, like they've gone really technical with pranks where you can get apps on your phone that make it look like other people are calling that person, which I think is really creepy.
Yeah, that is creepy.
It's really creepy. Yeah, whereas the harmless unknown number 141 is
just
your fridge
innocent
running.
Dave. Is there a Mr. Wall there? Should we just say in the beginning of prank calls? Do you know the Mr. Wall one?
No.
Let's act out the prank call. All right?
Okay.
Bloop, bloop.
Oh, it's an unknown number, but bloop, I'll still hazard bloop. To answer it. Hello?
Hello there, sir. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Who is this?
Never mind. It's just a quick... we're just calling up... It's actually Greg from the council. We're just calling up. Just doing a standard safety check, actually. Can I speak to a Mr. Wall?
Mr. Wall doesn't live here?
There's no Mr. Wall there, sir.
There's no Mr. Wall here.
What about a Mrs. Wall?
No Mrs. Wall either.
Are either of the children there? The children Wall, are they there?
No.
Are you saying, sir, that there are no walls at that house?
There are no walls in this house.
Well then, how the bloody hell did your ceiling stay up? Boop! An innocent, fun prank call. Nobody loses, do they? Nobody loses.
It's quite fun. I like that.
It is quite fun, isn't it?
Do you know any other prank call? I don't know any proper old-fashioned prank calls. Just that is your fridge running, you better go and catch it then.
Yeah, that's fun. That is fun.
Yeah, because running can mean like working, but it can also mean literally running.
Yeah, I got the joke.
And the visual image of a fridge with legs is
legs.
Great. How are you imagining it? Were you imagining like the milk carton in the music video
was, yeah.
For
yeah.
Oh, what's it called?
Coffee and TV.
Yeah. Because at first I thought of like really long legs coming out and I thought that was too creepy.
Like that, yeah. No, I really don't like that. You were imagining it as though someone had been locked in a fridge and the only way they found they couldn't open the door but maybe they could kick their legs through and run away from captivity.
But in the process of kicking it out, some white paint got on them so they look the same colour as the rest of the fridge.
Yeah.
Unless you've got like a frame fridge. A
couple of arms outside as well. And they could open the freezer at the top so you can see their head. Bring back innocent prank calls, I say.
I'm trying to think of a fun way that we can get the listener. If the listener...
Give out your mobile number.
My mobile number.
Yeah. And let them prank call you.
Most of the time when I get a phone call, I ignore it.
Yeah. That's mostly me, isn't it?
Yeah. 07 527 211 652.
That's not really your number.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What I'll do is... Until we'll have that at the end of this episode. Until
2020?
No, until the end of February.
All right.
And then at which point I'll beep it out,
mm-hmm.
and we'll keep this bit in.
Yeah,
but people won't know the number. And in that meantime, you're allowed to call me to prank me, but it has to be harmless and fun.
And if it's gone beyond February, just check out the Twitter account John Harris's mobile number, where I'll be tweeting it every day for eternity.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.